Quill Tree Books and Harper Audio present Lucy Clark Will Not Apologize by Margot Rabb. Performed by Tara Sands. There are always flowers for those who want to see them. Henri Matisse. Part 1. Not in Wonderland. These pains that you feel are messengers. Listen to them. Rumi. 1. Pancakes from Hell. Once upon a time, in a girls' boarding school in Texas, long before I needed to stop a murder, it was Pancake Day. On Pancake Day, everyone lost their freaking minds. At Thornton Academy, a pancake-like object existed on the regular menu, but it wasn't actually a pancake. It tasted like glue sticks mixed with cinder blocks. Flo, our school chef, had to follow strict rules from our headmistress on what and how to cook. Once a year, when the headmistress left for her Stars of Educational Leadership Conference, Flo made whatever she liked. Recipe, non-pancakes. Official version approved by headmistress. Serves 150. 8 pounds oat flour. 2 pounds bulgur. 5 cups egg substitute. Ineffectual amount of baking soda. 75 squirts butter-flavored cooking spray. Heaping cup of despair. Recipe, once a year on Pancake Day, real pancakes. Courtesy of Flo's mother. Serves 150. 10 pounds white flour. 4 beautiful cups white sugar. 1 cup baking powder. Shocking amount of real butter, eggs, salt, and buttermilk. Large sprinkle of hope. My kitchen duty job today was to deliver the pancakes to the inmates. I dropped off a stack at the closest table, where the first years sat. They were known as the ducklings. They were fuzzy and innocent and gobbled their pancakes with endless glasses of creamy milk. I was a grizzled fifth year, a junior. I'd been at Thornton long enough to have my soul crushed. I delivered pancakes to the tables of other girls and turned to face the seniors. I know dropping off breakfast platters shouldn't be a big deal, but dozens of eyeballs stared at me like I was a lonely tree, and they were lumberjacks, their faces dancing with visions of firewood and newspaper and tinker toys. Kitchen duty wasn't so bad when my best friend, Dinah, did it with me. Every student at Thornton had a job, and this was ours. But her father had pulled her out of school a month ago, after the incident. Since she left, it felt like someone had opened my chest and scooped out my lungs and ribs. I pictured my insides like a hole dug in the ground, with feathery white roots hanging loose, with nothing to grip. I wasn't myself anymore. I wanted to get back to being myself, but who was that? I wanted to be a person without a hole inside her. I glanced at the back of the cafeteria, at the longest and widest table, where Thing One and Thing Two sat with their fellow seniors. I dropped the pancakes off at their table without breathing, and moved away as fast as I could. I kept walking. Something hit me in the back of my neck, moist, slimy, and warm against my hair. I peeled it off. Pancake bits and syrup stuck to my hand.
"Excited about tomorrow?" Thing One shouted across the room. "Your special day?"
Tomorrow was April 13th. A month ago, I'd received a letter. The Willa Thornton Academy for the Young Women of Tomorrow. Educating and improving every girl's mind, body, and soul to better the world. 1400 Grackle Boulevard, Austin, Texas. Warning of possible suspension. This letter shall serve as official notice that Lucy Clark is under consideration for suspension from the Willa Thornton Academy for an extended period due to the unfortunate incident.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?